I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds defending her actions to open restaurants and other businesses in a majority of Iowa counties with few coronavirus cases.
I didn't just rip the Band-Aid off or flip the light switch. We're doing it in a reasonable, phased-in approach.
Reynolds says University of Iowa professors who warned reopening business now could cause a second wave of infections were presenting a model that was a snapshot in time. She says improved testing and mitigation efforts have successfully prevented hospitals from being overwhelmed. Health officials reported 467 new cases Wednesday, for a total of more than 6,800 in Iowa. An additional 12 people died, increasing the total to 148 deaths. It was the biggest daily increase. There were 46 more cases in Woodbury County, for a total of almost 750 cases. Siouxland District Health reports that 142 people have met the criteria to be released from public health monitoring and are considered recovered. 30 are in the hospital. One of the region's largest medical facilities is seeing an increase in COVID-19 patients. The chief medical officer for Mercy One says the situation is not overwhelming at this point, but he is seeing an increase of traffic through the ER, plus more hospitalizations. And three residents at Regency Square in South Sioux City tested positive for COVID-19. Nye Health Services, who owns a long care facility, says residents were not showing any signs or symptoms, but are in isolation. The facility was notified on Friday an employee tested positive a day earlier. Testing of all residents started on April 25th. And the Iowa Legislative Council voted unanimously to continue the suspension of the legislative session until at least April 15th. Political leaders are talking with the governor and state health officials to ensure that it's safe before they get started again. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.